This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I don't know what you have planned today on this Monday, but let me make a suggestion. Try laughing. I mean, really laughing. Find something that makes you laugh. Not just a hesitant giggle, but a real good belly laugh. An old Jewish proverb says, as soap is to the body, so laughter is to the soul. I read where the average 4-year-old laughs something like 300 times a day, and the average 40-year-old laughs about 4 times a day. American author Norman Cousins chronicled the effects of his self-prescribed laughing cure in his famous book, Anatomy of an Illness as Perceived by the Patient. Cousins suffered from inflammatory arthritis. And what he did was he was intentionally found a way to laugh. So he claimed that 10 minutes of good, hearty laughter each day while he was watching the Marx Brothers movies brought him 2 hours of pain-free sleep. It seemed that his inflammation and pain were reduced as well. Well, I read in Psychology Today in their blog that research has shown that laughter reduces levels of stress hormones such as cortisol, epinephrine, dopamine, and it increases health-enhancing hormones, the endorphins, neurotransmitters, and even infection-fighting antibodies, and improves blood flow to the heart. All of that from good, hearty laughter. It improves your mood and gives you a more positive outlook. So, think about what Norman Cousins did. He was intentional about finding something to laugh about. He found something that made him laugh, and he went to it. My now-deceased father-in-law, George Wilburn, used to say he didn't like to watch sad movies. I asked him why. He said, why would I want to do that? There's enough to be sad about without paying to watch for it. Well, he had a point, didn't he? I mean, read something funny. Go see a comedy. Tell a joke or listen to one. Just look for the funny moments in life. There are literally those moments everywhere. People are funny. I mean, look for the humor. It's good for your health. And today is a perfect day to engage in some humor. And let me tell you why. It's Monday, the day after Easter. So what's so funny about the day after Easter? Well, in the early days of Christianity, Easter Monday was known as the Day of Joy and Laughter. It was called Bright Monday or White Monday or sometimes Emmaus Day Monday. On that day, the pastors, the priests, would gather and tell jokes. Some historians think the tradition was inspired by the famous Easter midnight sermon of John Chrysostom back in the 4th century, who described a vision of Christ confronting the devil after the resurrection and laughing at the devil. And in the years that followed, Christians made a festival of Easter Monday, and on that day they would play games, sing songs, dance, take these Emmaus walks in the country, have picnics, play pranks, practical jokes on each other. The children would have what was called drenching customs. The boys would drench the girls with water, and the girls would retaliate by drenching the boys. I mean, it was a day to have what we might call holy humor. And so we can do that. And sometimes we need that. You know, I read about a preacher who preached a sermon that was much shorter than usual. And when he was finished, he apologized, saying, I have this dog who has a mania for paper. He loves paper. And anytime we leave a piece of paper lying around, he eats it. He said, well, last night I was studying my sermon. He's talking to the congregation, of course. He says, the phone rang. I laid the sermon down to answer the phone. And when I came back, the dog had eaten my sermon. Well, following the close of the sermon, as the parishioners left the church, one man stopped and said, preacher, you don't know me. I'm a visitor. I was passing through your city today and stopped to worship, but I have a request of you. If that dog of yours ever has pups, I want one for my preacher. Okay, see, you have something to laugh about. Sometimes life gets heavy and we need to laugh. I read about the Lord standing beside a road one day, and along came a man limping. The Lord said to him, what's the matter, my son? The man replied, I'm crippled, Lord, and I cannot walk. So the Lord touched his legs and healed him, and the man went on his way, rejoicing. Soon another man came along, staggering from side to side. The Lord said, "What's the matter, my son?" The man replied, "I'm blind, Lord, and I cannot see." Well, the Lord touched his eyes, restored his sight, and he went on his way rejoicing. Then a man came along, and he was weeping. The Lord said to him, "What's the matter, my son?" The man replied, "I'm a Baptist preacher." And the Lord sat down with the man and wept with him. Okay, I want you to laugh today. Find something to laugh. Find a joke. Find something funny in someone today. And on this Monday after Easter, on this day that we have just celebrated our Lord's resurrection, and on April Fool's Day, find something to laugh about. And then come back next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.